Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. Hope you guys had a great holiday on Monday. We're back here once again tonight, and tonight we're going to be talking about Joe Biden and his disastrous administration in the last couple of weeks that they have had. And you look at things, and I don't think they're going to be getting better anytime soon. This guy cannot get any legislation passed. He does not know what the American people even want passed at this point. His approval rating in the recent Quinnipiac poll is down to 33%. How low can it go? And when will Joe Biden bottom out? Can he get any lower, Rob?
I want to thank everyone for joining us this day after MLK birthday, the celebration that is. As we always say, please share the podcast and share if you're listening live. Please feel free to share that because we need to get our voices out there. Now, to your question, how low can it go? It can get as low as it needs to get, Andrew, because as I've always said, I want the country to succeed, but the country cannot succeed with Biden's policies. It's no way possible. It just can't happen. So how low? As low as we can get it. I mean, I want the numbers in the teens. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, well, you shouldn't say that. I'm saying it. I want the numbers in the teens. And I'll tell you why I'm saying that. But first, I want to make certain that you're okay, Andrew. I know that it has been a week since you were sick. I was sick, had COVID. How are you feeling today, my brother?
Much better. Still, as you could tell, probably by my voice, still feeling a little side effects, but been taking my healthy cell and feeling pretty darn good.
You know, Andrew, you should blame Joe Biden for this. You've got to blame Joe Biden and his administration, because if you recall, he said that he was going to eradicate the United States of COVID. He was going to get rid of it. And he was going to throw these vaccines at it and the mask mandates and all this other stuff. But here we are, 2 years into this thing, and we still have COVID. What happened? What's going on?
It's all over. Feels like there's more COVID now than there's ever been.
Yeah, more COVID now than there's ever been. And he has, Andrew, not one, but two vaccines and a booster. And now Pfizer, those little greedy billionaires, are looking at creating a fourth booster. You know, Trump told us that we've got to learn to live with this. Trump said that it was just like the flu or cold. People laughed at him, thought he was crazy. But lo and behold, everything that he said is coming into fruition. It's proven to be so. That it is like a cold. It is like the flu. And it's going to be here. And that we've got to learn to live with it. When he was trying to open up the country again after shutting it down, the president knew that if he shut the country down, which is what the left, the Democrats, and the liberal media wanted, it was going to be hell to open it back up. And sure enough, we are still into those residual effects. Because that's all they wanted. But see, they thought that if they shut it down, it was going to harm him, because they thought for certain he's going to win this election. Our cheating that we have in place, it possibly won't go through. We probably won't win. We won't be able to do it. But somehow they managed to pull it off. What they didn't plan on is that they were scaring the American people that they weren't going to believe anyone. They're thinking that they're dying. And this just all goes back to and ties into Biden's failed administration. This week, Andrew, it will mark a year since he's been in office, President Biden. Can you name, and this is not a trick question, Andrew, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but can you name one successful thing that he's done? Just one accomplishment. Just give me one. Nothing.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I guess you could say that infrastructure, but we'll see how that ends up.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You know, I will say this, that he did finally come around and gave President Trump thanks for coming out with the vaccine, as well as saying, hey, he took the vaccine and the booster, that he wanted to come out and say that. But, you know, it was couched under a lot of other stuff. But guess what? After saying all that last week, you know, he came out with this firebrand attack, the anniversary of Jan 6, and how people were evil and they were trying to overthrow the country and overthrow the government. Who would celebrate a Jan 6? There was no insurrection, but all last week, and this is the reason why this was a week from hell. You know, when you're in college, they have hell week when you're in a fraternity. And I guess that was Biden's hell week, because nothing that he did or tried to do helped him. He failed across the board. He couldn't get the ball to the finish line. He was constantly fumbling and mumbling. It was really embarrassing. That Jan 6 fiasco that they put up, including Nancy Pelosi, she's having the guy who created Hamilton to come on, and they were singing songs. And I'm like, what is this, a high school play? We are about the people's business. And then, of course, they laid to rest Harry Reid. A lot of people were singing his praises. But I remember a different story about Harry Reid. Harry Reid, the person that they idolize, and, oh, he's so this and he's so that. The man was horrible. He was a horrible man. He was a liar. And remember what he said about Obama? Well, he's very articulate. He's a nice-looking black man. Well, you know, Biden said the same thing. Now, according to their definition, that's what a bigot would say. That's racist. But, you know, they get a pass. So it's no surprise at all.
Maybe that's what they heard from their hero, Robert Byrd, the former KKK guy that Biden's good friends with.
We can't forget about that. But then when Biden went to Georgia in honor of King's birthday, you know, because they were celebrating it earlier, so he went there to lay a wreath on his tomb, and he came out with another firebrand speech, slamming everyone, calling everyone a racist. If you don't support their voter right bill, the John Lewis voter bill, that you're a racist and that you're horrible and we can't speak to you and that you don't love the country and that you're against all these people. And what happens, Andrew, believe it or not, is that he's able to tap into the black base. We're going to talk about this. We talked about this the other day on our show with BB Diamond and the low expectation of black people. But Biden was saying all this stuff because he was trying to get a rile out of black people, and it worked, because many of them walking around, right, we want the right to vote. What do you mean by the right to vote? You've had the right to vote since 1964 and 65, the Voters' Rights Act. So what are you talking about? And even before then, Andrew, blacks were able to vote. There were just all these ridiculous conditions. And who created the conditions? Liberal whites, they created those conditions, making it difficult for blacks and women in some cases to vote. But when you look at the history of it, they will make it seem as if though it was Republicans. Republicans didn't want them to vote. It wasn't Republicans at all. Not at all. Because if you remember when the Civil Rights Act was passed under President Johnson, he said, I have delivered the Negro vote to the South forever. Because he came in, he wasn't for it. He was just doing it for political expediency. As far as he concerned, hey, keep the black folks behind. Segregation, I don't care. But here we are, as we said on our previous show, here we are in 2022. And what are we up against? We're up against a woke group of people claiming to be Democrats, claim it to be white liberals that are woke, that are trying to create more segregation under the guise of being woke, under the guise of critical race theory. How is it that you want to give a certain group of people a safe space independent of others? And in that safe space, only black and brown people are there. White people, beware, stay out of it. Stay out of it. We don't need you here. How is it? How is it you're trying to create a safe space, and at the same time you're saying we want an integrated society, where you're saying at the top, we only want black women leading us. We only want them here. Then you have the mayor of Chicago saying, I'm only going to let black reporters talk to me. I don't want to hear from white reporters. Quiet as is kept. No one says anything about it. Now, this is all happening under Joe Biden's administration. The administration that's taunting a voter rights bill. So he goes to Atlanta with his fiery brand speech, slamming everyone, attacking everyone, calling everyone that doesn't agree with him a racist. And in back of him, he had young Black minds from Black universities, historical Black colleges. They're bobbing their head in agreeance. Andrew, the kids today that are graduating from school, entering the workforce, in school now, they are in the most least segregated surroundings. Racism is so far away from them. The only acknowledgement they know of racism is what they're hearing from the teachers in grade school and the college professors.
And other than that,
and the media. Other than that, I mean, they're not experiencing it. There might be some little pockets in the South, the North, where there are Democrats. You got to tell the truth. And it's the Democrats that are putting this out there, because if you look at all of our jobs, our corporations, they're so woke, they can't be blind. But it is they, the ones that are pushing down racism. Look at the movie industry. Well, why aren't there more Blacks in movies? Well, who controls it? Who controls the movie houses? Liberals, woke liberals. They push everything out there. They're pushing gay sex. They're pushing transgenders. So they can push that, but they can't bring in Black and brown people to be in movies? And who's controlling this? And like you said, the media, they're at the forefront pushing this. But when it's something positive and constructive, they're not there. So we got old Joe, who's there in Atlanta, preaching the virtues of, you're a racist, this person's a racist because they don't agree with me. But little did he know that that speech that he was given, it was way beyond the pale. It was completely out there that people were looking at it saying, what the heck was he saying and was he trying to do? Because if he was trying to get votes, if he was trying to get people to vote for him, he went way too far, way too far. Even his biggest supporters, even the liberal news media, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, they all agreed he went too far. Just attacking an entire group of people because they don't share your ideas. I mean, this is the United States of America. So his week was completely marred in controversy. And that is something that we on the right have to talk about nonstop. Because Andrew, believe it or not, there are people outside of these big states that are completely unaware of some of the things that Joe's doing. I think someone came on the other day, I think it was Jeff Dornick, who said that no one knew when he was talking to some of his associates, they were completely oblivious when Trump came out talking about Hunter Biden. Now, I was shocked because I thought, certainly everyone is hearing this because I see it in all the papers. The Washington Post is talking about it just a little bit. They're saying, well, it doesn't make any sense what he's bringing up. But other than that, Andrew, people outside of California and New York and the city of Chicago, Texas and Florida, they were oblivious to it. So when Joe comes out and he's attacking people, they're thinking, he's saying this for a reason. He's on top of something. When in actuality, he's not on top of something. And he's making things up, which is most unfortunate. So I want to play to our viewers the responses from the left on Biden's speech, the speech that Biden thought was like the best, a speech that Biden thought was like he was going to just like really lay into the right and let them have it. No, wrong thing. Roll the tape, please. Here we go.
The president went a little too far in his rhetoric, but the fundamental principles and values at stake are very, very similar. If he was trying to get votes, it was not a vote-getting speech. Well, I think he did for you going to hell speech.
There you have it. That was Dick Durbin, a and Al Sharpton criticizing Biden's firebrand speech that people are racist if you don't listen to him. Joe Biden, the guy who said that Bull Connor praised him, a known segregationist, a devout segregationist. No one is saying anything about it. The media looks the other way. But last week was a tell-all sign that Biden and his agenda is falling apart. It has fallen apart. No one is believing it. No one wants it. No one wants part of Build Back Better. They're turning their backs on it because they know that it's not about Build Back Better. It's about destroy the country and everything that made this country or is making this country so great. That is the reason why Trump came out with Make America Great Again, because these knuckleheads had destroyed it or were destroying it. Make America Great Again is nothing racist. You go to any country and they want their country to be made whole and great. They take pride in their country. You have people coming to the United States wanting to be citizens, but will still look back at their country and say, hey, that's my country. I want to die in my country. Why do you think we have so many resident aliens here that have been here for like 15 or 20 years and are yet to give up their citizenship in their own country? Because they have pride in their country. They will come here and use up our resources, take up our jobs, and criticize our government, and even try and vote in our elections. Because we have these liberals who are completely oblivious as to what it means to vote, the sanctity of the vote. So you will give these voting rights to these individuals who aren't Americans and say, oh, this is a great thing to do. A country without borders, a country without any form of structure is not a country. Do you see anyone else doing this? It's so dangerous. And this was all ushered in with Joe Biden. And I heard some people say, well, when he came in, he had no idea that it was going to be this way, that he was in the middle, he's moderate. But when he realized, wait, I got the House, I have both houses, and I have the residency, I can do whatever I want to do. Let me see if I can blow this up. I'm sure Joe, what's the guy's name? The guy from New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders, had no idea that this was going to be the case. Because many people thought that Bernie Sanders would have done this. But of course, she couldn't get it across the finish line. But now that he has Joe Biden, who's weak, senile, feeble-minded, doesn't know which end is up, is constantly fumbling and mumbling at the mic, don't know what he's talking about. It's, Andrew, it's an embarrassment. And when he does talk, when there does seem to be some coherency there, he's lying. He's lying about everything. Now, I want to play another tape for you guys to show you how completely out of touch this man is and see if you can figure out what he's talking about. Roll the tape, please.
Testing program. I've tapped Dr. Tom, Engelsby, correct? Is that right?
This is supposed to be the leader of the free world, mumbling and fumbling. And you want to tell me that 80 million people voted for this guy? Well, if they did so, they did so deceptively because they didn't know who he was. And of course, the media suppressed a lot of information as to who this guy was because he ran his campaign out of the basement. He was always in the basement. And now that we've allowed him to come up from the basement and presented him to the American people, they're scratching their heads and saying, wait, who is this guy? I voted for him. And of course, so dutifully as the media would do, they cover for all of his mistakes. 13 soldiers killed in Afghanistan, Americans left behind. We have a border crisis. We have a crisis with COVID-19, the China virus. We have China that's looking at going in and invading Taiwan. We have Russia that's looking at going in and invading Ukraine. We have North Korea sending out nukes. It's a complete chaos in the land. But the media will say, oh, don't worry about that, because Joe Biden, hey, he's at the top of it. He and his team of experts, they're getting it done. We have inflation And they're telling us inflation is good. When has inflation, Andrew, ever been good? When has it? Never. We have the highest inflation since the past 40 years, in the late 70s, early 80s, under none other, what was the guy? Jimmy Carter. But we're told, oh, this is okay. This is okay. Joe is giving you guys all this money. Really? CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, they're telling us that it's okay. His week was the most disastrous week ever. But they're telling us, it's okay. Joe's on top of it. On top of what? The decline of America? Andrew, I can't, when you look at this, seriously, when you look at it, under President Trump, when we had this virus, we did not have a supply chain problem. We didn't even have a vaccine, Andrew. And the number of people that have died from this virus with three vaccines, and we have all these testing centers, what gives? I think it's by design. I think they are intentionally trying to kill Americans because they're certainly not telling us about the monoclonal things that we could do to fight off COVID. And every time someone mentions hydroxychloroquine, remdesivir, Regeneron, oh, don't mention that, move on. Or else, Andrew, when you got sick, I sent you a text and I said, hey, Matt, take this, ginger, onion, turmeric, lemon, put it all together in a pot, boil it, drink it. Now, I don't know if you did it or not. I did it, and I felt great. You know where I got it from? A person who's not a doctor. Old wives' tale. But they're looking, going back and looking at all of that stuff and saying, hey, maybe we should try this. Maybe we should use this because we know for a fact that the vaccines, it's working for some. The efficacy is okay for some, but for others, it's just not doing it. And what will do it, Joe Biden won't give us access to it, Andrew.
Yeah, and we currently have an administration who will not even call out who's responsible for the virus, which is China. Joe Biden will not even confront China about unleashing this virus on the world. And here we are. I think President Trump, that's one thing I was looking forward to his second term, is what he was going to do about China unleashing this virus on the world.
And China did unleash this virus on the world. And that being said, Andrew, why in the heck are we marching to the Olympics? Why? I don't get it. Why are we going into enemy territory? Well, these people, they've been competing for the past number of years and it's their time to shine. You mean to tell me that you're so stuck on yourself and competing that you're willing to go into the lion's den and compete? It makes absolutely no sense. All we have to do is say, we're going to forego this because we know that this China is hiding something. This shows you the power that China has. They have all these big corporations like Citibank that just recently applied for a securities license in China, marching in, bowing the knee to China. That's the reason why these football players are so good at bowing the knee and all these other athletes and people. Oh, it's so impressive because they're just talking about the injustices that are taking place. What injustices are taking place? You cannot look at one or a few incidents and say it's happening all over. You cannot look at one or a few incidents and saying, oh, it's systemic. And this is what Black people go through all the time. And if you do look at it that way, then I would present to you, as I said at the opening of the show, it is being committed and done by liberals because they control a majority of everything. Look at social media. They're silencing voices. I would guarantee you that within those voices that they're silencing, they have silenced a lot of Black voices. I'm one of the voices. Andrew, you're one of them also. You're not Black, but you're Italian. Maybe they don't like Italians. But they're letting these other people go out there and say whatever they want to say, spread misinformation, just like Sotomayor, the Supreme Court Associate Justice, Sonia Sotomayor, spreading misinformation about children having COVID, being on ventilators, and it was not true. The media did not want to come out and correct her.
Go ahead. Do you think she was intentionally dishonest or she's just stupid?
I think a little of both. I'm serious. I think a little of both. I've never been impressed by her. And then for Rachel Walensky, who's the head of the CDC, when she was asked the question, did she get it wrong, meaning Sonia Sotomayor, did she misspeak? She just completely hopscotched over the question and started talking about something else, as opposed to saying, yes, she misspoke. She might have gotten some old information, or it wasn't even old information because it simply wasn't accurate. But for them not to correct that, and you see how this information gets into the public domain, Andrew? So you'll have other people who are completely unaware as to what's going on, tuning into the TV that day, or to social media, or the news. They will pick up on what she's saying, and that's it. It will spread like wildfire. And there are people that are out there right now holding on to that, what she said, that 100,000 children have gotten the virus and they're on ventilators. They're terrified. So now they're going to think, I'm not letting my kid go out there, because that was left unchecked, uncorrected, and the media should have called her out.
Absolutely. It reminds me of when Rachel Maddow went on air and told everyone that Oklahoma was having people inundate the hospitals overdosing on ivermectin. It was quickly proven to be a hoax.
Yep.
And not true, but she never went back and corrected the record. And if you just watch her show, you would have thought that was the truth, because she never went back and corrected it after she said it. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app for free to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
You know, HealthyCell is a terrific lineup of products. They have products that are pill-free, gel-pack vitamins. Looking for better sleep, focus, and energy? Check out HealthyCell, the leading innovator in nutritional supplements for cell health. HealthyCell has a product that helps REM sleep, helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with HealthyCell's REM sleep supplement. The only sleep supplement that's designed to support all stages of sleep. And boy, is it needed now during all the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic. So go to HealthyCell.com and use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any product from HealthyCell. I use them every day. I believe in them, and you should too. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, HealthyCell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep, with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with HealthyCell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Surely if you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Hey folks, we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Thank you for tuning in. If you tuned in for the top of the hour, we had a rather lively debate on Biden's failures of last week. And we're going to continue talking about it the second half of the show. And the reason being is that, as I had mentioned earlier, is that a lot of people outside of these big states where the media are forever running their ads and their propaganda, they're completely unaware as to some of the things that are happening on the Hill, Now, I know some of you would say, well, that's impossible because we have newspapers and we have TVs and how can they not see it? Well, it's easy because some of them aren't as tuned in to what's happening the way these big states are. And a lot of these big states are liberal states. And I should also preface it by saying some of the big market areas are liberal. The towns and the cities like New York, Chicago, LA County. So they're not getting this information. They're completely cut out from it. So they're getting bits and pieces. And they're taking that, those bits and pieces and thinking, oh, this is what's actually happening. And it's not. Go back to last week, the failures of this administration. A lot of people are completely unaware as to what happened in Afghanistan when Biden pulled out, 13 soldiers were killed. Americans are still left behind. So what most people are hearing or think is that, well, people are going to always die when you pull out. People are going to get killed. Look how long we were there for, and people were killed. You're right, and that's correct. But had Biden had a plan, had he had a plan, 13 soldiers wouldn't have been deliberately assassinated. And that's technically what happened. They knew that Biden was going to leave. They knew that he didn't have a place. They being the Taliban, they being the terrorist, Al-Qaeda, they knew he had nothing in place. So their whole thing was, hey, as soon as they try to get out, we're going to stampede and we're just going to blow the whole thing up. And what did Biden do in retaliation of those 13 soldiers losing their lives? Well, they went out and claimed that they bombed a terrorist site, only to find out later on that they killed innocent civilians. And of those innocent civilians, 10, I think, Andrew, were children. But we're told nothing to see here. Let's just move on. Think back to that day. Remember the big planes that were leaving, and you saw people falling off the plane. You saw people chasing the plane, trying to get on so that they could leave Afghanistan because they knew that once the Taliban took control, that was it. There would be hell to pay because a lot of them supported the Americans being there. That was a horrible scene. It was similar to the scene when we were leaving years ago. We were in a war. And we were coming out. But quiet as is kept, no one wants to talk about it. They want to look the other way and say, hey, what you see, don't believe your eyes. What your eyes are showing you, nah, there's nothing here to see. And so the media turned the page, talked about it for a while. Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, came on looking all pitiful and sad. Lloyd Austin came out saying, oh, we did the best we could. General Miley, the woke general, we did the best we could. We support Biden, only to find out that they had cautioned Biden and had told him, don't do it. Be careful. You're moving too quickly. You're moving too swiftly. And as of this day, 2022, January, no one has lost their job. They're still being paid off the taxpayer dollars, still receiving money. After we left behind Americans, after our soldiers were killed, who would want to go and fight? If this is how we're going to look and treat our soldiers. Again, this is reminiscent of Vietnam, when we left Vietnam and people were clamoring to go take me with you. And then, Andrew, we look at the count of Afghanistanis that they brought here, I think almost 30,000 plus. That's larger than some towns in the United States. And I've said this before, if you were to take all those people and put them in one location, there's a huge voting block right there. Now, some of you would probably say, well, but they're not going to vote. What do you mean they're not going to vote? Well, they're not Americans. And that never stopped them in the 2020 election. It's not going to stop them in 2022, especially not in New York, because here in New York, they've decided to let resident aliens vote. They're saying, why shouldn't they vote? Well, I'll tell you why. They're not Americans. The right to vote is sacred, and we shouldn't just delegate it or give it to anyone because, oh, well, they're here. If you were to go to their country, do you think they would welcome you and say you can vote? No, just imagine the United States of America, where everyone wants to come just about. If you're destitute, if you're not where you want to be in your country, you want America. Because you know, if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. It doesn't matter where I go, there is an opportunity. Regardless of the left saying that there's racism and you can't do it, you know that you can do it. You have Africans coming here. I told the story once of an African who came here and I was teaching him English. Within 2 years' time, this guy owned a store, a retail store, was looking at opening up a restaurant. But let the left tell it, oh, there's racism. You can't do this and you can't do that. You're right. There's racism, racism within your area, racism within your field, racism in that you don't want Black and brown people to work. But then you want to call out the right and say that it's them. And as I've always said, the right, they're so knuckleheadish that they won't stand up and push back and say, oh, no, not this time. It's not me. It's you. You're the ones because you control everything. But outside of the world, outside of these big states, no one knows about that. They're still looking at, oh, we were marching and we were trying to march for the right to vote. And they didn't want us to vote. And then they didn't want us to go drink at the water fountain. And it was bad. And the police were coming in and they were killing our boys. And they were doing this. When you look at the history, you really look at it. Yes, there were lynchings in the South, but more white people were lynched than Black people. You look at Louisiana. I think in one day, Andrew, and we spoke about this, one day alone, want to say almost 80 Italians were lynched. One day in Louisiana. Look it up. The largest lynching in America. You will not see Black people. Black people were lynched up and down the South. Yes, it happened. And who were the people doing it? White Democrats, professing that we love the Black people, and even more so now. If history is going to be told, we have to tell it right. We can't sanitize it, and we can't make it pretty. And we have to speak the truth. No matter who gets offended, no matter who's harmed by it, the truth has to be spoken. And until we do that, we cannot reconcile the hatred that's in the country. We've got to speak the truth. And one of the truths that we have to speak, and we've got to stop skirting around it, is that Jan 6 was nothing more than a college boy prank. It shouldn't have happened. It didn't look good. But we're charging all these people. I heard that they're just arrested the guy who's over the Oath Keepers for sedition. Sedition? What do you mean by sedition? What is sedition? Well, they're telling me, Andrew, that he came out and he was riling up the crowd and he was trying to get people to go against the country, to destroy the country. He was doing what? I mean, is it? And I'm just asking, is it what was happening when Trump became president? Wasn't that sedition also? When he was elected in 2016 and you had people coming out saying that they wanted to remove him? I'm just trying to understand it, Andrew. I think that I'm confused as to what is and what isn't sedition. Because if you let the left tell it, the moment the right goes out and says, I don't agree with this, that's sedition. But you had people within their party, who were constantly pushing against President Trump. Fast forward to today. There have been no successes by this administration, only failures. We're more divided. And Biden told us that he wanted to bring the country together. How can you bring the country together when you go to Georgia and you're standing at the tomb of Martin Luther King? We spoke about him on last night's show. You're standing at his tomb. Martin Luther King, a person who was a unifier, who had a dream. But Biden is going to go there with his fiery brand message and just attack, attack, attack. I played the tape to you in the first half of the show. So how are you going to bring us together? And you're trying to prosecute individuals for going out protesting. Maybe you didn't like the way they did it. but treat them as political prisoners because you're trying to prove a point. And that point is, if you don't agree with us, we will lock you up because you don't like anyone on the right. You don't like anyone who has a different opinion than yours. It sounds as though we're in Nazi Germany, but because the left controls the media, a majority of it, and a lot of our institutions are headed by lefties, this is what we're up against. And there's no one out there that's not standing back and saying, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, I know our voices, mine and Andrew's, we're out there, but where are the others that are saying, this is scary? You know, I don't agree with what you're saying, but to try to shut you down and keep you from speaking it, it's dangerous. It's just right out dangerous. And then to create the perception that America is racist and that Black people are constantly being put down and oppressed when you have more liberals or Democrats than conservatives just doesn't make any sense. And as I have always said, remove your knee from the neck of Black people and allow them to prosper. But they're too afraid to do it because they're afraid that if they do that, remove the knee, that Black people will wake up and see, wait, this is not right. This is wrong. You guys have been in power for how long? And you keep telling me to vote for you and you're going to make things better and things aren't made any better. And if it is the right who's doing this to us, why haven't you guys corrected it? Why haven't you guys gotten it better? But you see, it's not the right. They're the ones. They will lie and tell you that it's the right, but it's not the right. They're the ones. They're the ones that are constantly coming up with all of this nonsense that makes absolutely no sense. And they're telling you, oh no, it's them. You've got to go after them because they're holding you back. They're keeping you from doing the things that you want to do. Wrong. So just going back to this whole idea of insurrection and who's doing things that they shouldn't be doing, it's not the right. It is the left. And just in case you've forgotten and you don't remember, I want to pull the tape as we've been doing this year and playing back the things that they have said and done. And what I want to play for you right now is a rally that took place, not in the middle of nowhere, but on the nation's capital. I think it happened a week after Trump was sworn into office. These radicals from the left came together, threatened the president, said some of the things that they wanted to do, the president being Trump. No one came out and say, hey, you can't do that. Now, I'm sure that the sergeant at arms made certain that there was security at the nation's capital, unlike Jan 6 of 2020, when Nancy Pelosi, Muriel Bowser, the mayor of DC, and the sergeant at arms decided not to have security. Where was Nancy Pelosi then? Why wasn't she on the halls of the Senate when they were certifying the votes? She should have been there. What did she know, and when did she know it? Why isn't this illustrious Jan 6 committee investigating her and asking her, we're demanding to see your emails and the communications that you had? Because what we see right now, President Trump did request for the National Guards to come out. And Andrew, something else I want our listeners to be aware of. If you remember, during the spring and summer of 2020, when this violence was just ripping through the country, from the left, riots, burning down cities, that they even broached the gate of the White House. It was such that the security of the White House had to remove the president and the first family from their secure rooms, their secure locations, down to the bunkers of the White House, out of fear that the rioters of the left, Antifa and BLM, were going to storm the grounds of the White House and take over the president's private residence. Now, mind you, this is quiet as it's kept. And when it happened, I remember so clearly, and I'm going to try to find the tape, that many in the media were laughing, especially the women on The View. And they were saying, ha, 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 Trump was scared. They had to get him out of the White House residence because he thought they were going to come and get it. He was afraid. The characters on MSNBC, CNN, they were all laughing, saying, ha, he was scared. He was supposed to be this big man, but he was afraid that they were going to come and get him. Do you remember that, Andrew, when this happened and they were making these comments?
Yeah, they acted like it was funny.
Right, like it was funny. And I'm like, are they not aware that if they breached the gates of the White House, if they breached the gates of the president's private residence, that there would be bodies all over. But they thought it was funny. Like, I've got to find that tape because I want that. And you see, I'm working with limited resources here when I'm finding my tapes. But you would think someone like the other conservative outlets would play that nonstop to say, look, look at the contradiction. They're saying that Jan 6 was horrible. But remember what they said? Remember what they did? But as quiet as it's kept, that is a reason why you have to support independent media outlets that are out there. Because we're going to give you the truth. Because these huge corporations, I mean, they'll say some things and they do what they can within their space. But we're trying to give it all to you. So again, I want to refresh your memory of what they said. He was afraid and they had to rush him out and down to the bunkers because he thought they were going to come after him. Regardless as to what would have happened, bodies would have been all over on the White House lawn. And I guarantee you, had that happened, they would have accused the president and said he did something wrong. Well, you're not supposed to save the president. Let him die. The same thing they said about Kyle Rittenhouse when he was trying to defend his life. He wasn't supposed to do that. He was supposed to just sit there and let them beat the heck out of him. This is the world we live in, that right is wrong and wrong is right. And my fear is that people outside of these large cities aren't getting this information. They're completely unaware of it. So I would encourage you all to share as much as you can, because people need to know the whole truth and not the sanitized truth, not the truth that ABC and CBS and all the others will go in and edit, because that's what they do. They edit everything for the results that they want. But see, I have versions that are unedited, and I'm glad I kept them so that I could play it for you. So as I started out saying, I want to play this tape for you that happened shortly after Trump took office, of entertainers, Madonna, Johnny Depp, saying horrible things of what they wanted to do to the president. And people thought it was funny. I think even some on the right thought, oh, well, it's just a big deal. It's all talk. But now we see that it can't be all talk, because if you're on the right and you see it, they're coming after you. So here we go. I'm going to play the tape. Let's cue it up and roll the tape.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
A theory say the things he does. Of course I want to punch him in the face.
Thanks. Chris always asks me, don't I wish I were debating you? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym.
Now, that last voice that you heard was Joe Biden, and it was in, I think, 2016. This is when he was trying to, I think he was supporting Hillary Clinton when she was running for the president, that he said that he wished he could take Trump behind the gym and beat him. Now, then, maybe, Andrew, I don't know, he might have given Trump a run for his money, because I think Joe had some of his faculties. This was the beginning stages of him losing his faculties. But as I played for you in the last half hour, a tape of him fumbling and mumbling, talking incoherently, I don't think that's the same Joe. 4 years later, a completely different person. The Joe that we have now is a shell, if that, of the former Joe Biden. The guy is completely out there. But I played that tape for you because, again, I want you to see how the rules for them, and then when it comes to the right, is completely a different set of rules. They can do whatever they want to do. They can break the laws. No one says anything. All of the individuals that were arrested during the spring and summer of 2020 are out committing more crime, looking to commit more crime. Like, it's no one's business. It's okay. You look at the guy who shot Ashley Babbitt. He celebrated. I'm hearing now that he was never investigated, that no one ever came in and investigated him and said, hey, sir, why did you take out your gun? Why did you shoot an unarmed white woman who happened to be an American soldier, a retired American soldier? The only thing they're doing now is trying to slander her memory and say that back in the day, she went after her former boyfriend's girlfriend. Okay, what does that have to do with anything? Back in the day, Joe Biden claimed that he was arrested not once, but twice. We now find out that he was never arrested. He was lying. Back in the day, he claimed that when he went to South Africa to march with Nelson Mandela, he was put into jail. We now know that that was a lie. So why are we bringing up Ashley Babbitt's past? Can someone tell me why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they want to denigrate her. They want to take your attention off of the truth and what really matters. And what really matters is that a Black man who happens to be, so they say, a White House security guard shot her. A Black man who has been careless or was careless with his gun previously killed her. A Black man who's now using GoFundMe to raise funds. No, there's nothing wrong with him being a Black man. I assure you, I'm a Black man. But there is a problem with this Black man shooting an unarmed woman, regardless of her being Black or white. He could have killed someone else. He didn't say, stop, I'll shoot. He just fired. And I think he did it nervously. I think he was afraid. And for all I know, Liz Cheney might have told him, shoot her, she's going to get me. I just don't know. And I want to know. I want to put this thing to bed. But we cannot put it to bed until we get the truth, until we find out what happened that dreadful day. And this whole thing with there being an insurrection, that's not what happened. There were 5 people that died following Jan 6. The only one that died on the day was Ashley Babbitt. All the others, they were officers. One officer had a stroke. And I mentioned this. He had a stroke. They claimed that, oh, they beat him upside the head. And, oh, this was horrible. Anderson Cooper coming on. And there was a police officer whom the rioters attacked. And they beat him on the head. His name was Brian Signick. Our prayers are with him. Anderson Cooper, you're lying. He died of a stroke. And the other officers, unfortunately, committed suicide. I don't know why they committed suicide, Andrew. I don't know what was on their minds. But I think it is worth investigating. Why did these officers commit suicide? What happened? What were they afraid of? Did they know something? Did they know something that we don't know and they were going to tell us about it? And because of the pressures of that day, they killed themselves. We don't know. And I want to know. We need to know in order to put this behind us. But the only thing we know right now is that Harry Don, Aquella Gunnell, Michael Fanone, and Michael Byrd seem to be the heroes of that day. And that's just not true. Because the officers, Harry, Aquilino, and Michael, as far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of losers that are out crying over spilled milk that they spilled. Because I think that they were part of this entire so-called thing that happened on Jan 6, as well as a gentleman, I think it's Ray or Espy, quiet as is kept. No one wants to talk to him. He's in hiding. They don't want him to speak to anyone on the right. They don't want him to speak to any legitimate law enforcement agencies. But they're telling us, oh, yeah, something happened that should not have happened. We need to know what actually happened. And we can't find out if we have Joe Biden's Justice Department, Merrick Garland, keeping the truth from us. We can't. So they will talk about it every day and make it seem as though it was horrible. And they're going to have their little trials and they're trying to subpoena everyone. And they're saying we might subpoena President Trump. And we're just looking at all this because we're trying to get to it. And we're working hard for the American people. Meanwhile, Biden had a disastrous week. Build Back Better failed. His whole idea of trying to pass a John Lewis Voting Act to help people vote. And the only thing that act will do, Andrew, the only thing it will do is allow people that are running for office to use our taxpaying dollars to support their campaign. That's the only thing it will do. So that if a person is running at the federal level that you don't like, regardless, we're going to give them money and we're going to say, oh, although they don't like you, we're going to give you money to run your campaign. That's the only thing it will do. As I conclude the segment, I want to play one more tape for you. And it was from John Lewis. You know, a lot of people have him in high regards, and I'm okay with that, you know. So this whole Voting Rights Act that they wanted to pass in honor of him and say, you know, he's at the top and, you know, we want to do this to commemorate his death because he was such a great American. Well, I remember when Trump took office and him coming out and saying that President Trump was not legitimately elected. So why is it now that we can't question Biden's legitimacy without being thrown in jail, like the protesters of Jan 6, without being kicked off social media, as I was, and Andrew, and so many others. Why is it that we can't question it when they questioned it for 4 long years? And then you have John Lewis, whom they're trying to name this voting act after, I mean, was so divisive in his comments, he didn't attend the inauguration. And this is what he had to say about it, as well as some other individuals like Hillary Clinton, who's yet to accept that she lost. Run the tape.
It's very difficult. President-elect president as a legitimate president.
My personal view is that it was not a legitimate election.
I think that there are lots of questions about its legitimacy, and we don't have a method for contesting that in our system.
There you have it. I leave that with you. So while they're telling us to shut up and move on, and that by questioning Biden's legitimacy is un-American, we had to go through it for 4 long years and even now. There was no proof with what they were saying. Well, we have a lot of proof, but we were told to shut up. So I present that to you. You think about it until next time.
Very well said, Rob. And thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can find us. You can find us every night on iHeartRadio Monday through Friday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 in the West. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.